OMG guys, have you seen Devil is a Liar on Netflix yet? This one is mixed with romance, betrayal, drama, and with heavy emotions. But before I continue, I'm Steph Ward. Do well to follow me for more reviews. Thank you. So it follows Adora, a confident and a successful realtor in Lagos. She meets Jaye, a younger stylist, and they fell in love so fast. Let's not forget, Adora is in her late 30s, while Jaye is in his early 30s. Life seems so perfect. She is smart, he's charming, and they got married. But guess what? Things started turning off when differences started showing. Adora wants kids, but this guy started focusing on his career so much. Anytime she gets pregnant again, the guy would give her impossible choices like end the pregnancy or you end the marriage. Jaye started acting weird. He started giving her difficult and terrible tough times. When she chose to end the pregnancy, Jaye already conspired with one of the doctors to remove Adora's womb. Men are crazy. Really. They made this lady face hell. Like, at the point, I started feeling like, what was her offense? What did she do? But, not so life be. Even if you had done something or you did not do anything, you still face life challenges. You just have to be smart and look out. But it's crazy. Betrayal follows. Adora discovered lies, cheating, and betrayals that changed her life forever. She fought back emotionally and literally as her choices led her to heartbreak, revenge, and consequences she never expected. The story is full of heartbreak, shocking twists, and it is full of drama. At the point, I started feeling for her, really. She felt a whole lot, but one thing I was really happy about, before everything ended, she took her revenge and she got at least 1 billion naira from everything that she lost. I actually like the way she treated everything. Just at the point where she was trying to take revenge on that guy, she no do that in quick. Suppose finish him fast. Because man, that guy made her face a whole lot. She didn't kill him and he made her go to prison. Omo, when she came out like this, she didn't even know the guy was still alive. When she discovered, she took her revenge ASAP. And she knew, yes, these people are still going to come and take me. She decided to get everything she could get as fast as possible. At least she tried. She got 1 billion. It is still okay for her to like build a house and like start up a business that she can use to start her life back and maybe probably go back into real estate. And maybe, I don't know if they will still want her because she's an ex-convict, but that does not mean she's human. Well, I'm happy for her at the end. It's just that maybe marriage was not actually meant for her, because sometimes in this life you don't have to force it. Some things are not meant for you. She tried to give love a chance and see what it led her into. Like, really, maybe marriage was not even for her. She could have just given birth and nurture your child and just be married. No be for everybody. She faced a lot. If you've seen Devil is a Liar, please kindly drop your thoughts in the comment section. And if you've not, please go and see it. If I am to rate it, I would rate it a 10 over 10. It is making sense.